put him on to the Kufarik. Then absorbing the Pasik Vayanu Kolha on the Achtov. All the people answered together to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, "All that Hashem said, spoke, we will do." Yoshev Moshe's Dibrei Ha'amal Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu returned the words of the people to Hashem. People will hear when I speak to you. They'll believe in you. Moshe Rabbeinu told the words of the people to Hashem. The Tamu of a Niflam the Eid. Tremendous kasha here. The usual case. Kimahim Divide Ha'om Shanis. What are these second? It says again that Meshavina told the words of the people to Hashem a second time. What words did he tell Hashem? What were the words of the people that he told to Hashem? Sha'alehim Nehma V'yagid Meshav Divide Ha'om. About which it says that Meshavina told the words of the people to Hashem. V'yagid Meshav. Where do you see that the people said anything? Because of Shumana or Devorim Shehishivu who are Om Shenis Achar Mana Harisha in Kol HaShadibah. We don't find any place in the Pasuk that the people said a second thing to Moshe Rabbeinu, which would she have to say to Hashem the words of the people. Maze Shuv, why does it say again the Yagid Moshe's Dibrei Ha'amal Hashem? Why a second time he told Hashem about the words of the people? Where is the second time they said anything? Then it all explains the Achta, but you should know Ki Yisrael Ta'anu V'Amru Amash Omar Lahem Moshe like Kabbalah Satayra. The Yisrael Taina, they argued against that which Moshe Rabbeinu said they should receive the Taina. Onu Haim, so they claimed, they said, Kol HaShadibah Hashem Nasa. Everything which Hashem said, Nasa will be forced to do. Claiming, Kol HaShadibah Hashem, Lev Hashem will speak to us, Onu Muchrochem Lasas, we're forced to obey. As soon as the word that came out from Hashem to do this mitzvah, there is no choice anymore. Because when Hashem said do, it must be done. The word of Hashem must be fulfilled. Our deeds are forced. Hashem said, let there be a world, so there is a world. Let this mitzvah be done by you, so it must be done. There's no bechira left. Whatever Hashem spoke, we will do certainly. It wasn't that we will try. We will do, we're forced to do it. We haven't got the choice not to do it. As soon as he came out of the P. Hashem, immediately we are forced to obey it already. Therefore, it is immediate. He gave to Hashem, he returned to Hashem this claim of the Jews that they said they are forced to do it. The Yad, Eishabai Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vili Hashem answered, V'yemer Hashem HaMeshe, Hinei Enechi Bo Eilecho Daika, I will come to you only. Ba'avu Yishma Ha'om B'dabri Imoch Daika, I will speak to you, not to them, but the people will hear when I speak to you. Haynu, Shabai Adabe Had Devorim Rakim Cholavad, I will speak these words only to you alone. K'mei Shikosa V'nechi Hashem Alei Kecho Loshin Yochit, V'yi Yilecho V'chein Kula. Every one of the divinities is the Lashon Yochid. The Lola Nechach Yisrael, not to the Yisrael who are Adabim. Beheim Rak Yishmu B'dabri Imoch. They will only hear when I speak with you. And therefore, the Dibur will be the Meshur Rabbeinu, the Piyah shall be the Meshur Rabbeinu. So this, they will have the Koyach HaBechira, the choice to do as they please. Because the Dibur, Kenat Mashem, was sent to Meshur Rabbeinu. So Mela, there was no hechlech on their part to fulfill it. Once they went to Meshavim, Mela, he was mukhlech, but not Bnei Yisrael. Ya'alzeh Neman. Therefore it says, Nava Yagid Meshe es Divrei Ha'om El Hashem. Haino meaning. The second time he says, Hanashem, Meshe Ta'an es Divrei Ha'om El Hashem. That Meshe used the complaint of the people to Hashem for himself, for his own sake. The Haino Meshe Ta'anu Ha'om Tchila. That claim which the people had before, which they claim to Meshe Rabbeinu, they lack a bechira, to'an hu ato el Hashem. Now he used that claim to Hashem for himself, al atzmai about himself. Kiti kanto es Yisrael sheyilan bechira. You will mislack in the Jews, and now they can have bechira. Ayyadei shleit adabe rak imi levad. In fact, you'll speak only to me alone. Avol es atzmi vayti kanto, but you weren't mislack in me. Ki mei ato lo yiyeli kaycha bechira. Because now I won't have any kaycha bechira. Mei achash adabe minad, you'll speak to me. Zevi Yagid Meshes Tere Yom El Hashem. It's a shot in the Pasuk now. Haino Mashad Diblu Ha'om, the To'anu Tchila, that which the people spoke and they claimed before, that Taina before, To'anu Ato El Hashem. Now he claimed this title to Hashem. Ki matehei alai, because now what will be about me? Ki la yehli bechira. I won't have any bechira. Hashiva Hashem. Hashem answered this question. Him and Hashem Amesha. Lechel ha'on. Go to the people. Viki dashtan hayim umacha. Prepare them today and tomorrow. Which means 2 days preparation. Like Siva lay Hashem yizborach hakshleyam. Hashem commanded him only preparation of 2 days. Amesha haysef yim echad midatai. Through his own shikla das, through his own mind, he added a third day for the 3 days of Hagbalah. He's mechavin. He guessed. He arrived at the correct, the kavona, the will of Hashem. He came hoisted up his blood. This was what Hashem had in mind too. As we see in truth, that the Torah was given after 3 days. And then this act was dependent on the Chida of Moshe Rabbeinu to receive the Torah or not. That was impossible to receive the Torah only after 3 days, like it actually happened. And if he had not added one additional day, he couldn't have received the Torah. And that was the Chida of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem Yisburach told him 2 days. He understood the will of Hashem, and he chose through his power of the Chida to receive the Torah, and he added one day. This was the Kabbalah's Torah. This was dependent on the main Bechida of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the fact that he added one day of his own mind. So, I mean, the actual Bechida was the direct command of Hashem, he didn't have any more. But he had Bechida and Shikla Das, to be able to understand, to figure out the mind of Hashem. And this was the Kerech of Bechida, because, and this was totally the whole Kabbalah Sataita. His Bechida was totally dependent on the whole Kabbalah Sataita, because if he had not said that there should be 3 days, they couldn't have had a Taita then. So, I mean, his Bechida was the Taisi Yachem Midatai, his own day, and his Mechavon Adas Hashem. That was his Bechida. Baruch Hashem.